So, for those of you who don't know, this is Jules, and I am Mark. I run Alpha, which, if you don't know, is starting on the 10th of April. And if you think anything we've just said today is a load of old rubbish, you should be there. And if you think it's all fabulous, don't come. But yeah, anyway, that's my plug. I'm also a leader here at the church, and I run Alpha and various other things, and clean the floors.
I didn't even
I just wanted to mention Ollie for a moment before we start. Well done, man, that was cool. Anyone who stands up and shares God's word knows how painfully frightening that is at times. And I want to encourage you, because you shameful man, you stole my script.
No, literally, we're sitting there, we're looking at each other going,
relay. So, God, Sarah's background noise, if you're bored. But we wanted to talk, Steve said death to life, and we both know that journey, and we knew Ollie was going to bring the theological and the scriptural side, so we wanted to bring sort of the real side of two people who came to God later in life, and so can see the difference perhaps more clearly than some of what death looks like and what life looks like. So that's what we want to share today. So, annoyingly, scrapping all the bit about Genesis, which I've beautifully written here in front of me.
Thanks, Ollie.
It's a great place to start, though, isn't it? Because, like, Genesis tells us that in the whole creation moment, God ends it all and says it is very good. And that includes you, you horrible people. Yeah. It's really good. That includes you, Jules.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Can you imagine, Keith? You know, like, God's there, and he's like, we're going to name these animals. And he goes, that's a hippopotamus. What? Where did that come from? Would you not just love to have that walk with God when he's naming the animals? And then he says, that's a horse. Remember that one? That's a giraffe. I go, no, it's a horse with a long neck. And then we carry on, and he says, it's a zebra. No, no, no. That is a horse in, like, stripy pyjamas. I'd just love to be there.
Yeah, and it's a real picture of the family thing that God creates family.
Building.
He invites humans to name his stuff. And he sticks with the rubbish names like hippopotamus.
And zebra.
But that image of God that Ollie talked about as well, the Hebrew word is, I can't pronounce it because I'm not a Hebrew, but Salem. It's a really connotation word. It is the image of God, but it's actually the word they use further on in the Old Testament for idol. So you are an idol. You are the image of God as you build an idol. And that means there's some divinity in you. And I think that's amazing that we are the family of God.
We are.
Me and you.
Yeah. We're a family of God, and we've learned that journey.
And so we're there. We're hanging out with God. He's letting us name animals. I've built the first wine press. It was going to go. It was just going to happen, wasn't it? We'll get onto wine presses and you in a minute.
Okay, yeah. Oh, I love wine presses.
But we're here. Oh, we're not there. We're here.
Oh.
Oh, we could be there. We're here. So it's all good. Creation is my big flower at the top. The Trinity is there. And there's us interconnected by some strange, weird piece of string. And it's all nice. It's all lovely. God says it's very, very good. Then we have a think about it, and we decide to go our way, as Ollie has just told us. And the seduction was, you will be like God, knowing good and evil. Mm. You've known good and evil, Jules.
Oh.
So, tell me about the good times, those days in the darkness, those times living the earthly life.
You know, the fast life. Lived it in, like, the fast lane with nothing more than a direction of the bigger house, the faster car. So It was, at the time, it was amazing to be in that fast lane. And then one day, like, I need to hold that there. So one day, the fast lane, you're in that fast lane, it goes bang, and it just stops.
But it doesn't feel wrong, does it? Because we're living past this moment. We've decided we want to be like God. We want to make our own choices. Yeah. We want to hang out our own way.
There we are.
I chased after success, as the world defined it. I chased after everything, but it's a family service.
But it was our interpretation of what success was, and it lacked.
Did anyone tell you it was wrong?
No.
It's not wrong, is it? And in many ways, it isn't wrong. But more cars, more money, more holidays, more wine. Did I say wine again?
Champagne.
More champagne. Come on. I don't like champagne. More beer, more people, more, mm-hmm. more. Could you ever get enough?
No. There was never an end goal. It was in that fast lane. It was faster. It was harder. It was just hunger that was soulless.
But it's clever soulless, isn't it? Because we don't feel soulless. We just feel like we're doing what we're doing because that's what we do. We fill the holes of our lives with the things. And none of those things are bad in themselves, but they're filling a hole because we don't remember the time we decided to draw a line and go our own way. Because we just do go our own way.
It just happened.
Yeah, it just did. And that's the picture of family broken, isn't it? That's family walking away. That's walking away from our father, our Abba, and saying, you know, we just know how to do this. We've got this. We're okay.
We got it without my papa, without Abba. There was no soul, there was no family, there was no love. And to live life with not knowing what family and love and life was, it was okay if you don't know better. But then...
And to drag it back to the Bible, it's interesting that the first thing that occurs after we walk away from God, sin, however we want to describe it, is shame comes upon us.
Yeah.
And boy, are we struggling with shame today. Yeah, what a clever thing to give us shame. Now, in the garden, it was just shame of being naked, which, frankly, I'm kind of quite chuffed we are dressed today. But
the tie doesn't work, though. Yeah. I've told him twice, he's still got the tie on. We need some humour.
And funnily enough, murder came really quickly after.
I love you too.
It's a good thing I know I'm broken. So here we are. We're living Genesis. That's our point. We've walked away. We're living Genesis. We're living in shame. We're living in all these things. But we don't get up in the morning and go, oh, dear Lord, I'm living in shame, or I'm living in anger, or I'm living in envy, or I'm living in greed. We just get up and switch the alarm off and go and do it.
And run faster.
Yeah, of course we do. With lots of good things in, it's not quite that depressing. Oh, no, that didn't work. No, that definitely didn't work. Nor did that. I'm giving up in 4 seconds.
Who gave him the remote?
And then we get to Easter. That wasn't good. And I love the story of the prodigal son. If you don't know it, you should read it. But and this picture is my picture of the prodigal son. But through all this, through all humanity going its own way, Dad hasn't gone.
No.
Just like if any of you have got a good mum or a good dad or a good stepparent, it doesn't really matter. That person that's always there while you're a chaos zone. Yeah, they're just still there. And he's waiting. He's doing some stuff, but this is not a theology afternoon, so we'll leave that alone for another day. But he's still there. And then as in the prodigal son, when we put our hand up and go, oh, it's gone badly, he runs. And just because I can't help myself, that running thing, that's really offensive in the first century. Fathers don't run. That's wrong. Shouldn't be doing that. He should be just stood there aloof and give you a whack when you get there. But he's running at you. Mm-hmm. He's running at you. Why was he running at you, Jules?
Because when that brick wall hit, there was nothing. But then some very special people in my life said, they literally said, let me tell you about my Jesus. That's where it all started. Then other people came along and said, can I tell you about my Jesus too? And I learned that Abba was always there.
Yeah, I was less cool, really. I was just obviously right about everything anyway.
Oh, of course.
And so I was just more curious, I guess, because people were suggesting I wasn't perfect.
You're not perfect.
No, it's quite bizarre. But what I found was a God that I didn't really recognize him being God. Mm. But then, as a man who'd suffered with depression most of my mm-hmm. life till then, he just took that off me. I didn't even ask him. It's a bit rude, really. Mm. But he just swiped it. And it wasn't, because I'm also slightly gormless at times. It took me 9 months to figure it out that I hadn't been moody, aggressive, angry, unkind to my family mm-hmm. for 9 months. Just gone in that moment. This is a family service, but you, were there any addictions you weren't having a go at?
No, you lie them out. And it is what it is.
And how did they end?
Abruptly, reoccurring, abruptly, reoccurring. It's a cycle. But it's a cycle that today is surrounded with a peace and love that I've never felt before. Because people said, let me tell you about my Jesus.
Yeah, and it brings that thought. What is it? I think it's a perfume advert. What would you do for love? What would you do? If you're sitting next to someone you love right now, what would you do for them? So God, this is going to get into your guts, it's mildly offensive. God killed himself for you.
Yeah.
That's no man up there on the cross on his own. That's God, your father. So, all right, I know what I need to do. Mm. I want to kill myself. Mm. For you.
For us.
I definitely wasn't worth it. I don't know about you guys, you probably were, but I definitely.
I really wasn't worth it. And do you know what? Just love the person next to you now.
So being politically correct, which I'm very bad at, I've made God a woman now. So there you go. I'm definitely in trouble.
By the way, we had a theology debate, didn't we, last night over
we're
phone?
Going there. No. We're not going there.
About?
We're staying short. It's 10 minutes. so reconciliation. It's that was the feeling I had of love being wrapped around me. I cried for the first time in my life because God welcome me back. So we've done the darkness. We've lived in the world. Now let's not do jargon. Now we live in relationship with our Father again. Mm-hmm. How different is your life, Jules?
It's like it's a different life. It's like it's love that you thought was love, but now it's real love. And interaction. I missed the people I ran past going a million miles an hour. I missed my family. I missed their love. And suddenly now I go, wow, that's like love. That's real love. And it's filled with hope and joy and spirit. That's what today is.
Yeah. The picture's great. I think, you know, definitely my work on that round of applause moment. But anyway, okay. We're family again. There's no barriers, not for any of us. We can be how we were created. Ollie said it, Genesis. It's all about going back to Genesis, the whole book. If you want to skip reading it, it's not a good idea. But if you want to, just read Genesis, skip around, go back to Genesis.
Yeah.
That's where we're going. That's where we're going back, and we've done. And I just want to encourage that big heart of love that is there for God. So what is Easter to us? Salvation, redeemed, miraculous, real life. This is bit what being a real human is all about, is it not?
And Mark, you are one of those that showed me, let me tell you about my Jesus, and one of those people was Mark. So thank you, Mark, for everything you've done.
Let's kill it there.
Oh my goodness.